If you got your Bibles, all right, turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 23. Book of Matthew, chapter 23. When you get it, say amen.
Amen.
We're going to spend a lot of time in the book of Matthew, chapter 23. We're going to go through the entire chapter. The Lord has placed something on my heart. I'm going to read you something first. This is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. It said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." We are to let our light so shine before men that they should see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. How many people in the room accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? Amen. If you have not, I pray that you hear something tonight that will give you that opportunity to step into this glorious light. Because when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we live in a dark world. And once we accept Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, we're supposed to become a new creature. We're supposed to live a certain way. There's a certain standard. There's a certain what we learn on Wednesday nights to walk in sanctification of that salvation. And therefore, we produce light in a dark world. We can't produce light if we're hypocrites. Amen?
Amen.
That's what we're going to be taking a look at tonight, hypocrites. Matthew chapter 23, we're going to be reading quite a bit. So, starting at verse 1. "Then Jesus spake to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not after their works, for they say and do not. For they bid heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers, but all their works they do to be seen of men. For they make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments and love the uppermost seats at the feast and the chief seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplace and to be called of men Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father, which is in heaven. Neither be called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted." We're going to stop right here on verse 11 for right now. I want you to look back and look at verse 3. First of all, we got Christ saying right here, he says that the Pharisees and the scribes, of course, these were chosen men of the Jewish race, the chosen tribe of Israel. They were God's people. Amen? And they were supposed to share the gospel until Christ came into the world. They were supposed to make intercession for people until Christ came. Until the Messiah came into the world, this is how you got intercession. You had to bring an unspotted calf or whatever and go up into Jerusalem and tell one of these brothers your sin, and they had to go behind and put on a special robe and cut it up and put the blood around the veil and go behind the holies of holies and pray for you and come out and do it all over again for the next person. Amen? Now, what Jesus said is, he said, these people sit in Moses' seat. So all... Verse 3, "All therefore whatsoever they bid you, observe that observe and do." So what he's saying is, the word is true. This is true. This is going to always be true. He says, what they tell you to do, according to this, You observe it and do it, because the word is true. But look what he continues to say. But do ye not after their works, for they say and they do not. You see that? The reason why the Lord placed this upon my heart to share this, see, all of us accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We walk around and we're supposed to share the gospel. We're supposed to tell the people the good news. We're supposed to tell them about the Messiah. We're supposed to tell them that you will be saved if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We're supposed to tell them that you cannot commit fornication. We're supposed to tell them that you're not supposed to be a drunkard. We're supposed to tell them you cannot be a hateful person. We're supposed to tell them you can't be a brawler. We're supposed to tell them all the things that this Bible says. But look what it says here. It says these people, they tell them that, but they ain't doing it theyself. This message tonight is that we do not want to be a hypocrite. We're called to share the gospel. You share it. Y'all go forth every day and you share it. You tell people how glorious Jesus is. But then you always want to examine ourselves. This is not to condemn anybody. This is what we're called to do. We're called to be the light of this world. So we have to examine ourselves daily, constantly examine ourselves daily. We're not walking around worrying about our salvation, because our salvation is sure. But we have to examine ourselves daily so we walk in sanctification of that salvation. Amen? So when we're telling somebody something, share the gospel. But then make sure you're telling yourself. Amen? Otherwise, you're a hypocrite. And can no light come from a hypocrite? You're called to be the light of the world. Don't be a hypocrite. All right? Look what it says here. So, it says, verse 4, they put heavy burdens and grievous to be bore and lay them on the shoulders of men, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers, but all their works they do to be seen of men. You see one of the loudest brothers in the world walking around, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And they always walking around and yapping, Jesus, 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 Jesus. That's a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing. If we actually walk in it also. If not, it's just a hypocrite. Walking around yapping about how glorious Jesus is. And you can't even possibly know how glorious he is, because you're not even walking with him. How can you know his glory if you're not walking with him, right? He sure ain't blessing your life if you ain't walking with him. Amen? So, let's start back at verse 13. I just want to touch on those tiny things real quick. Look, now, verse 13, this is when Jesus gets upset about it. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer them that are entering in to go. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. These dudes are walking around telling people that they're not supposed to fornicate, and they're creeping into widows' houses in the middle of the night and doing it themselves. This is not supposed to be us. This is not supposed to be us. We cannot walk around and continue to speak on the behalf of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and did not apply these exact same principles to our own self. We have to apply these same principles to our own selves. But I accepted Jesus Christ. I'm saved. But we have to walk in sanctification. You have to walk in that light. Amen?
Amen.
Look what it says here, verse 15. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land and make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. The proselyte is a new convert. So they go about and they speak on the Lord, on the behalf of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hopefully this is not us. And somebody accepts Jesus Christ. I accept Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And you rejoice. Hallelujah. Then you take them under your wing and you begin to teach him the scriptures. And he's seeing what it says. Just like you know what it says. But he's hanging with you. And the Bible tells us to drink no strong drink. And he's seeing you have a glass of brandy every other night. It says, no strong drink. You say, I can have a glass of brandy. Something's wrong with that. It says, no strong drink, and I can have a beer. Something's wrong with that. And you're setting a bad example because the new proselyte, the new convert, is hanging around you, and he's seen you have the beer. He's seen you have your glass of brandy. And then he mimics what you do, and it becomes twofold a child of hell than yourself. This shouldn't be. We are supposed to be the light of this world. Amen? If we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we're supposed to walk in the newness of the Spirit. We're supposed to represent our Lord and Savior. And again, this is not to condemn us, because this is a lifelong journey. Amen? Things that we've been programmed by the devil for many a years before we came into Christ, we were programmed to believe that it was true. Now we have the truth. We see, you know, we're supposed to covet and chase after money. The Bible says, take no thought for tomorrow, and don't chase after money, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Complete truth compared to the lie that we've been programmed, right? The Bible says you can sing, I mean, the world says you're single, you can screw all the girls you want, man. When you get married, then you don't screw them. You know? The Bible says the body is not for fornication but for the Lord. See how this is true? And see what we've been programmed to believe is a lie? So once we come into this truth, then we have to operate in that truth. And then we will operate in that truth. Then we become, we continue to be that light in the world and an example to help others. Amen? Amen. So, we don't want to make no proselytes, no twofold a child of hell than ourselves. Amen? Amen. Verse 16. Woe unto you, blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gift that is upon the altar, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? Whosoever therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it and all things thereon. And whosoever sweareth by the temple, sweareth by it and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that sweareth by heaven, sweareth by the throne of God and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithes of mint and of anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, faith. Let me stop right there. We get up. We've accepted Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We go to church. We tithe. We do all the little things that's required in the church. And then we omit the weightier matters. Judgment, mercy, faith. That's a hypocrite. We omit that. Only one has the right to judge. That's God. He's the lawgiver. He gave it to us. He has the right to make the judgment. Christ is the judge. He's going to do the judging. Of course, the Bible teaches us, once we become mature in the word, that we have discernment to discern between good and evil, and therefore we can judge amongst each other, but not in a literal sense, I'm your judge or I'm your boss, so I can tell you what's right. The judgment is the word. I can say, hey, brother, I'm not in your business, but the Bible says this, chief. You know, I ain't in your business. You know what I mean? I got no heaven or hell to put you in. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. But out of love, the Bible says this. Amen?
Amen?
You know, everything that we do has to be in love. If some hypocrite is walking around and pointing his finger at you and telling you how little and how you're so wrong in what you're doing, something's wrong with that. Because the last time I checked, the Bible says he looked down and he said none was righteous. No, not one. So if none was righteous, none can point his finger at you and tell you where you got it all wrong. What he can do is say, hey, brother, I love you, man. I don't want to see you destroyed. I'm not in your business. But the scripture says this. Amen?
Amen?
In love, we want to do that for one another.
Right.
Nobody's judging nobody. You know? We want to get a little sensitive about it, but that happens sometimes. I'm going to continue in verse 23. I stopped at mercy, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ye have ought done, and not to have laid the others undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at a net and swallow a camel. Little tiny things going to choke you. The simple things of the word. The Bible tells us to love one another. Man, I don't like that dude. He's walking around. The simplest thing, love him, your brother, love yourself. You're going to choke on that little thing. Then you're going to swallow a camel. Something big, something just completely ridiculous that you know you shouldn't be doing, you'll take that down easily. You know what I mean? That's we don't want to be this. This is not us. This is not how we want to live. Verse 25. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within ye are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be cleaned also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which is a grave, which indeed appears beautiful outward, but are within full of dead man's bones and of all uncleanliness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. You see that? This is not what we want to be. We do not want to appear on the outside to be as a man of God, and the inside of you a hot mess. You're screwed up. You put on a front in front of your buddy, and then you're going home and watching porn.
Amen.
Something's wrong with this. You're the light of the world.
Amen.
We're supposed to represent that light. We're supposed to operate and walk in a newness of spirit. And this is a process. Again, like I was alluding to earlier, we were programmed by the devil, and now this flesh body that we live in, which is death, our spirit is who we are. We live in this junk. This is sin. We talked about that the last time I came. We live in this sinful flesh, as the Bible refers to it is. And this thing has developed cravings for stuff now. Because you've been programmed by the devil, you gave it some stuff. It likes drinking now because you gave it to it. It likes having sex because you gave it to it. There's nothing wrong with making love if you're married, under marriage and such and so forth. Of course, we know that. But most of us gave it to it outside of marriage. So therefore, it still wants it outside of marriage. Amen? We've given it all sorts of things, you know? We overfeed it. Whatever it is that we do to this sinful flesh, now it's developed cravings for it. This is going to be a process. This is why I don't want to discourage you. It's that you think, walk out of here, I'm a hypocrite, I'm still doing something. This is a lifelong journey, brother. Many of us at the beginning stages of accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have to stay in this word and we continue to learn this truth, and then we start to take the truth and apply it to our lives, and therefore we start to negate and get rid of the things we've been programmed. But it's not going to happen overnight. So I don't want nobody walking out of here tonight dropping their head talking about, man, I'm a hypocrite. Just the other day I was mad at someone. Brother, just take the truth, start applying it, repent for what you're doing, ask for forgiveness, and get over it. Let's move on. Get this scripture in you, and let's start not becoming that hypocrite. Amen? All right, look here. Verse 29. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the right of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Again, we're talking about the Pharisees and the scribes. This was before Christ, amen? This part don't apply to you. This is before Christ. They were killing the prophets, which were sent by God to tell them of the coming of the Messiah. They said, we got to shut these dudes up, man. They messing up our religion. We got a lot of money coming through this joint. You know? We got these big old synagogues. We got a good thing going here. We selling sheep and turtle doves and pigeons. Here these dudes come around here telling us to repent. Got to shut that John the Baptist guy up. Cut his head off. He's messing up our money. Y'all see some of that today? Still going on today. Nobody want to preach the truth. Nobody want no part of the truth. They want to get paid. They want $500 million homes. They want to build up a beautiful place here on earth. What's funny about all this is last time I read, Jesus said all this is going to pass away. What you building up for? Can't take it with you. You know? It's going to pass away. And all things are going to be tried by the fire. All your fruit, all your works, everything you've done, God's going to say, okay, let's test that out. $500 million mansion or $5 million. Man, that was a hot one right there. You know? So, what some of these people, I don't get it. I don't know what they're even thinking about. Amen? But we're not going to concern ourselves about them. We don't want to be that. You don't want to walk out of here and trust me, the devil's going to come too. Brother, you good with that word, man. You know that word. Brother, we can build you a big old synagogue. We're going to get some people to follow you. They're going to worship you. We're going to get you a robe. We're going to get a nurse to put a little thing around your neck. Get you some water. You're going to be on television and have a bunch of people thinking you all that in a bag of chips. Come judgment day, you're going to stand before our Lord and Savior, and you're going to say, Lord, I had a big church. I hand out turkeys on Christmas. I preached the gospel. I stumped my feet. I sold books. I did all sorts of stuff. And you're going to say, that's good. Get from in front of me, ye that work iniquity. I don't even know you. Hypocrite. This is not to be us. We're not going to concern ourselves about nobody else. We're going to focus on us. Amen? Everybody else will get what they got coming to them. Bible says that we all will have to give account for what we have done. So let us not walk around and point, that's a hypocrite right there. Who cares? Let them be. Last time I checked, I didn't see Jesus trying to stop the Pharisees and stuff. He said, let them alone. Let these blind leaders of the blind. And when the blind lead the blind, they're all going to fall in the ditch. They're going to get what they got coming to them. I didn't see Jesus trying to stop what they were doing. Did you see him do that?
Not at all.
He didn't try to stop it. and neither are we. We're supposed to preach the gospel, be instant in season and out of season. We're supposed to, everywhere we go, to represent our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're not to be ashamed of the gospel. Said if we be ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of us before the Father. We don't keep silent when we come in the company of somebody else. You see somebody suffering with something, you extend a hand. You say something to that brother or that sister. Many of us just walking around in misery, and the reason we're walking around in misery is because nobody's saying nothing to us. No? Nobody's saying nothing to us about Jesus. And if it is, it's some hypocrite walking up, and they're going to say, yeah, Jesus loves you. You can't wear that in this church, sister. That dress you. It kind of defeats the purpose, right? You telling them Jesus loves you, and then you condemning them and judging them right in the same breath. Something's wrong with that. God accepts you exactly the way you are when you come. Now you better understand that there's going to be some changes after you come. Amen. It should be some changes. You know? All right, with that said, look at here. We're going to come up out of there because I think that covered the basis of it. So turn with me to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. Of course, he goes on and talks about how they killed all the sons, you know, some of the prophets and such and so forth. And he finished telling them off and told them they got what they got coming. So this is, we're focusing on hypocrite, but we're coming from the view of not being one ourselves. We're not walking around, we're not going to go and turn on the television, we're not going to walk around here in Wayside and say who's a false prophet and such and so forth. That's unprofitable. Let them alone. They'll get what they got coming. You just focus on making sure you're not one. Amen? All right, when you got Romans chapter 2, say amen. We're going to start at verse 19. So some of you might say, well, that was Jesus talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Let's see if it applies to us today, believers, those who accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Look what I'm going to start at verse 17. Romans chapter 2, verse 17. Behold, thou art a Jew and rested in the law. This is Paul talking to the Jews. Jews are supposed to be God's chosen people. He's talking to them. He says, thou art a Jew and rest is in the law, and make thy boast of God. You representing God. You representing. And knows his will, and approves the things which are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which have the form of knowledge and of truth in the law. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest that a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest boast of the law, through breaking the law, dishonorest thou God. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you. As it is written, the circumcision verily profiteth if thou keep the law, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. See that? This is what we need to take this passage of scripture and repeat it to ourselves. You just walking around telling nobody not to steal, are you stealing? You just walking around preaching that you should, young man, you can't be on drugs, such a, are you drugging? You just walking around telling somebody not to look upon a woman in a lustful manner, which is Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. Are you looking on women in a lustful manner? We got to apply these scriptures to us first so that we are not a hypocrite. Amen?
Amen.
Take this gospel and transform your life. Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We take these scriptures and we renew our minds to what is the truth. We've been programmed in the lie. Now it's time to walk in the truth. Let's get the truth. Let's get it in us and let it transform us, that we may prove what is the good and perfect will of God. Amen?
Amen.
That we may prove it. We want to prove that will. Amen?
Yes.
Turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 21. Matthew, chapter 21. When you got it, say amen.
Amen.
Verse 28 through 32. Look what it says here. This is Jesus speaking. He says, but what think ye? A certain man had two sons. And he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. I'm sorry? Okay. he said, I will not. Verse 29. But afterward, he repented and went. And he came to the second and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. And Jesus asked the question, whether of the twain did the will of the Father? They said unto him, the first. Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. But the publicans and harlots believed him, and ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward that ye might believe. We don't want to be a hypocrite. God comes to you and you say willingly with your mouth, I will go, sir. And then you won't. And look, what I love about this passage of scripture, he says that the publicans and the harlots, that's people that are out here at the lowest point of their lives. That's us. That's you. We hear the gospel and we obey. We take it and we understand. I already seen what the effects of the world is like. I already seen what it does. It's unprofitable. It's a waste of my time. I got nothing out of this but misery going about Satan's way. Amen? So I'm going to take this word, and if I die applying this word, I'm going to die applying this word. I'm not going back to that other way. It doesn't do nothing for me. I've already seen what it did for me. It led me nowhere. It got me nothing. I don't want to live like that no more. So I'm going to take this scripture, these scriptures, and I'm going to apply it to my life. And the Bible says that the publicans and harlots go into the kingdom of God before these other types. Amen? We don't want to be a hypocrite. Hypocrite. Luke chapter 18. Turn with me. Luke chapter 18. We're almost done, too. Good timing, too. All right. Luke chapter 18. When you got it, say amen.
Amen.
We're going to start at verse 9 through 14. Look what it says. And he spake this parable unto them, unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. That's a hypocrite, right? They trusted themselves and they despise others. You know. So he tells this parable to them. Look what it says, verse 10. Two men went into the temple to pray, and one Pharisee and the other a publican. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you that this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. This is a prime example of a hypocrite. Here he is praying to God, and he says, I thank you, Lord, that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, even as this publican. Now let me stop right here for 1 second. I want to point something out, because some people will just take that and run. If he's not an extortioner, if he's not unjust, and if he's not an adulterer, that's good, right? That's a blessing, right? The only time it goes bad is when this guy starts to smell himself, and he starts to think more of himself than he ought to think. He should have been humble. If those things were true about his life, he don't need to open his mouth and start tooting his own horn. Because if those things are active in you, it's because the Holy Spirit, and only the Holy Spirit, has allowed your miserable, sinful butt to actually be able to walk in this world, not an extortioner, not an unjust person, and you have learned to quit being adulterer. Amen?
Amen.
So the major problem that he had is he actually thought something of himself, because he was doing what he was called to do anyway. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, he says, I beseech you, brother, the mercies of God, that you present yourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. What is he excited about? This is what you should be doing anyway. What are you standing around tooting your own horn for? You shouldn't be an adulterer. You shouldn't be an extortioner. You shouldn't be unjust. But now he wants to smell himself, because he's walking the way we should all be walking. Amen?
Amen.
So I just want to point out that some of us will grow to the point where we're not an adulterer. Not some of us. We all bet to grow to the point where we're not a fornicator.
Amen.
And not an adulterer. And not unjust. And not an extortioner. We all eventually better grow there. Because the Bible says if we don't, no unjust person and no fornicator shall enter the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
So we all have to get there. but some of us will get there sooner than others. And if we are walking that way, we don't snub our nose, oh, Ryan's not there yet. Ryan, you're a fornicator. You know. Now we're judging folks. Because I don't fornicate, I'm on. Brian, you're fornicating. Dude, you can't judge nobody. You know? Earlier, like I said, if I'm telling Ryan that, I need to tell him in love. Say, hey, brother, man, I'm not in your business. But come on, man, let me show you. No fornication in the kingdom. I ain't in your business, man. I ain't telling you what you're doing. I ain't looking through your window. I don't know what you're doing. But this says, if you're doing it, stop. Amen? You know, so I had to stop right there. We're going to continue in verse 12, because that was 11. So this guy says he's praying. He's smelling himself. He thinks he's all right. He's holier than thou. He's walking around and clouds are carrying him about. His feet don't even touch the ground. The Bible looked down and it was no, not one was just except this dude. Except this one. So this dude is just in his own eyes. He tells us how he fasts twice a week. He gives his tithes of all he possesses, and the other one is how we're supposed to be. Not a hypocrite, not smelling ourselves. Understanding that all of us were in need of a savior. We're all sinners. We're supposed to stay humble. I don't care how well God has blessed you. how far he has brought you. You're never supposed to look upon your brother no less than any other brother, and you're not supposed to elevate any other brother above any other brother. And I'm going to preach on that one day coming up. No respect to persons. I don't care. He's got the title of something, 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 doctor, PhD, so what? He's just a man. You don't disrespect him. He earned them little letters behind his name. So you call him by his letters, but don't you elevate him. Don't you make him more than he is. Don't you get nervous and start shaking. Oh, man, Dr. So-and-so is in the place. He's just a dude. And that dude is also subject to the same, the Bible says, no temptation that is common unto man. You know, that's right. So this dude is subject to the same temptations that you are. And if he's honest, he may tell you he's still suffering with some of them. And here you are shaking nerves because doctor, no, don't do that. But we'll talk about that another time. No respect to persons. None. So the other one stands there and he beats on his chest and he says, God, I'm not even worthy. Lord, if it wasn't because of you, I couldn't do nothing. Without you, I can do nothing. The Bible says if we don't abide in the branch, ain't nothing. We can't do nothing.
Nothing, nothing.
We're connected. Without Christ, we can do nothing. Bear no fruit. Nothing's going to go right for us. Many of us have already been there. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're probably still experiencing that. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Well, we're going to the closing, okay? Turn with me to the book of James, chapter 1. James chapter 1, we're talking about not being a hypocrite. We don't want to be a hypocrite. We live in a world where a lot of people open their mouths and they confess the Lord Jesus Christ and they all represent them and they all got ministries and they're all doing all sorts of wonderful things. And it's very impressive to the eye. Notice I said to the eye, it's very impressive. As we just read earlier, James chapter 1, when you get it, say amen.
Amen.
As I said earlier, as we read in, what was that, Matthew chapter 23? He said, these dudes look good on the outside, you know, but inside they're full of dead man's bones. We're living in that age. Jesus also told us in the book of Matthew's, chapter 24, I believe, and Mark chapter 13 and Luke chapter 21. He says many false prophets are going to come in this world. They're going to be preaching in the name of Jesus. And he said they're going to deceive many. He didn't say maybe they would. He said they were going to deceive many. You and I are living in these times. They also would qualify to be a hypocrite. False prophet, hypocrite, same thing. All right, closing. James chapter 1, verse 21 through 27. James said, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man unto a man beholding his natural face in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goes his way and straightway forget what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, and deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from this world. We have to keep ourselves unspotted from this world. we're not only supposed to walk around and speak the word of God, being the lights in this world, we're also supposed to speak that same truth to ourselves. You can't walk around and tell somebody, you can, but you'll be a hypocrite. The word of God says, brother, you know, you shouldn't be out here cussing, and you know, we're supposed to bridle our tongue, and we're not supposed to use our mouths in an unprofitable way. The word of God tells us that these mouths are supposed to be used to build people up, not to tear them down. So if you, I have a little saying, if you can't say nothing good, just don't say nothing. I'm not asking you to lie to people, you know what I mean? You know, if you walk up to a brother and he just foul, if you're not going to say, hey, brother, you know, out of love, man, this and that, you know, the word says this, that's building up. I'm not telling you to walk up and tell him, man, you're a great guy, man, you know. No, if he's a wretched person, I'm not telling you to lie to him. But if you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all. You know, pray for him. Huh? You know, but the last thing you want to do if you see somebody down and you come and kick them, that is not the behavior of a servant of Jesus Christ.
That's right, man.
That's what religious folk do. Look at that drunk. What? You're a servant of Jesus Christ. You're the light of the world. And here you are judging folks. You know? And come to tell it, you said that about them, and soon as you walk out of here, you going to get a drink. You a hypocrite. And this should not be us. So with that said, let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, Father. We thank you for our opportunity to be with one another, Lord. We ask that these words stay true to our hearts, Lord, that we take them in, Lord, and we apply them, Lord. That we speak things that we're walking and living ourselves, Lord. But we also pray, Lord, that it does not hinder us from speaking what is true because we're not where we need to be yet in your word, Lord. Let the word of God be true and let every man be a liar, Lord. Let us speak what things are lovely, what things are true, what things are good, Lord. Let us do that in Jesus' name. I ask that you watch over each and every one of these brothers. Give them safe passage to wherever they're going. Give them a good night's rest, Lord. And I ask that you speak in their minds, Lord, and let not the enemy come in and snatch these truths away, Lord. I ask that the brothers in the room that have not accepted you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, I ask that you touch their hearts, Lord, for you know the time is short and that you're returning soon, Lord. And I ask that you press upon their hearts that they give their life over to you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Appreciate that, brother.
Mm-hmm. All right, God bless you, man.
Thank you, man. All right.
Keep it perfect.
I got you, man. I got you.
That was good.
All right, stay here, man. God bless you, man.
How do I get that new building? How do I start,
just be patient and let all that develop. God's going to do a great work.
I've been on the same thing, man.
Start time is 10 o'clock, but if you come,
I'll walk you over there.
Yeah.
Next time.
You're good.
So
it's a little wrinkle, but there you go.
Hey, how long you had that?
Same address, though?
It is. Same address.
It is. Yeah, I was actually trying to come there today, and I couldn't find it.
Okay.
So
what's your name, bro?
Brandon.
Brandon, pleased to meet you, man. God bless you. We look forward to seeing you.